The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Avalon HR.
Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. My name is Jake Walker. How you doing out there? Staying alive. That's what we're all just trying to do. We're all trying to stay alive. We're going to work. We're working hard. And if you own a small business, a medium-sized business, even a big business, that's all we're doing. We're just trying to stay alive and make some money. And, you know, inflation, there's just lots of things that we're having to pay for. Everything's expensive. And then is not the time when you need to realize that you've been trying to handle things in your business and you've made a mistake and you've missed something and that's going to cost you a lot of money. Maybe the IRS is knocking at your door. You need somebody to represent you. You need somebody to help you with that so you can just do what you do, which is whatever your business is. And that's why you need Avalon HR. Go to avalonhr.com. You can give them a call, 475-1555. I've got Chip Wood in the studio. He is the HR and benefits manager. VP of sales.
I'm the VP of sales.
VP of sales. Stacy is the HR and benefits. Yeah, how did I get that mixed up?
That's okay.
Yeah, but VP of sales and marketing, Chip Wood, is in the studio. 850-437-1620 is our number. If you want to join the conversation, text or call into the show. We've talked about a lot on the show, the changes to the labor laws. Stephanie really hit on this the last time she was in the studio. And those were supposed to go into effect July 1st, right?
That is correct.
Okay, so what's happening with that? Because a lot of people thought this is never going to happen. They're going to appeal this and fight this until...
Well, it probably will to a certain extent still, mm-hmm. but the labor laws, as we've discussed numerous times on this show, the Department of Labor, like the wind blows, they change laws.
Right.
Now, this is not a terribly bad law.
Mm-hmm.
It's a law that has been abused in the past. To some extent,
okay. But
it's also got its points where you can't have, I'll use the word children, but that's probably young adults.
Right.
Young adults working during school hours or on weeknights when the school is in and they should be doing their homework or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's designed to make sure that the students are getting a good education. Well, those laws have now been altered a little bit to allow students to work lengthier hours. They can work more than 30 hours a week where they were restricted to just 30 hours a week. And now they can work more than 30 and in some instances can work even more than that on certain days.
Wow.
Depending on whether they can get, if you will, a permission slip from the school to do that and the need. If they're having to help with finances within the home, that can be an exception.
That is so much pressure. You know, it's a lot of stress to put on a kid.
Well, it is, and nowadays I think we see a lot of that going on. Mm-hmm. So, but summer labor around here is at its peak.
Right,
we have a lot of ice cream stands and a lot of. Ice cream shops, I should say, and a lot of places that are open up that are very good for hiring young adults,
mm-hmm.
and giving them the work experience, and especially out at the beach.
Right.
Being servers, whatnot. So that's good. It gives you that that experience of knowing how to work in the workplace, how to fill out an application,
right?
Which they used to teach all these things in school, and I'm not sure they really do a whole lot of that anymore. So.
Right.
Anyway, it's all good, and I'm eager to see how I don't have a copy of the total laws yet,
mm-hmm.
but as soon as we get them, Stacy will address that probably on our next show.
That's a hard topic to take a stance on, just, you know, right here, just thinking about it. Right off the cuff, I'm thinking, well, you know, for a kid that actually needs to work to help support the family, then yeah, give them more than 30 if they need it. But at the same time, I'm thinking that kid has no childhood. He has no, I mean, how is he going to concentrate, how he or she is going to concentrate on schoolwork and getting good grades, because that's important in your career as well.
Well,
so it's,
I was watching a piece last night on Channel 3 about this, and there was a young lady they were interviewing that was discussing the fact that she was glad it was coming about because she could then contribute more money to her family. And that way, and she was young, but she said her mother depended upon her to help.
Wow.
You know, and we see a lot of that, and that's good. We have people that constantly are calling us to cut their health benefits because they said, we just can't do this anymore. You know, and then employers are cutting their hours back so they can afford more. I mean, it's a vicious circle. And I'm hoping that I'd like to see the economy improve a little bit more. I'd like to see the, if you will, the, let's give everybody a little bit more so they can support themselves better.
Yeah.
Let's get rid of this inflation.
Have you seen the trend on social media lately where, you know, men who choose to stay home with the kids or women who choose to do the more traditional route and stay at home, people are giving them such criticism, you know?
I've got, actually got a friend of mine who was a stay-at-home dad. And primarily his wife made a substantial income as an investment banker. And so they made the decision that he would stay home and raise the kids. And in their situation, it worked out great. And then after the kids were grown and gone to school and college and everything, then he's gone back to work.
Double income.
Even asked him, I said, how has it been staying home for so many years, and now you're going back in the workplace? He said the workplace is easier than raising kids.
Well, I bet.
So,
I bet it is.
I thought that was interesting.
Oh, yeah. Homemaking has always been like something that most people I know, they're like, no, I'm not doing that. That's too much.
It's totally underrated.
It really is.
I mean, when they say that it's a full-time job, I absolutely believe it.
Oh, yeah. All day and all night. And the cost of childcare. You know, it almost makes more sense financially for one parent to stay in the home, raise the kids, and not have to just basically go and work another job just to pay for the child care, and then they're away from their kids. And then they don't have one of their parents at least with them at any time during the day or night. It's really,
Well, it's interesting that you say that. My my son, Davis, you remember Davis, that used to work here at the station. Davis and his wife, Amanda, who also we used to work here at the station, they're expecting their first child, and which will be my grandchild. And so they're already going through the, hey, we need to find, you know, child care.
Right.
And Davis was telling me the other night, he goes, do you know how much this costs? I said, yeah, I know how much it costs. I know exactly how much it costs.
Yep.
And now you're getting ready to find out. So yeah, it is. And it puts an extra burden on the family. And so I can understand the child labor laws the way they are. I can understand in the past we've witnessed some employers that were unintentionally breaking the rules. I say unintentionally because that's the best thing to say.
Giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Yes, absolutely. But and then on the other hand, some of these young adults needed to work those hours.
Right.
I mean, they've got to buy a car. They've got to get around. Sometimes the parents don't even have a car.
Right.
So it's a tough thing. It really is a tough thing.
Somebody just sent in a text, 850-437-1620. I'm sure a lot of people have an opinion on this. Being able to work more than 30 hours a week, I think, will help out a population of young adults, says one of our listeners, who need access to benefits earlier in life. So if the kids work more than 30 hours, does that put them eligible for benefits?
Yes, it does.
Wow, that changes the game.
It does change the game. And a lot of times in the younger setting, in other words, the young adults, it's not so much that they need health insurance because the majority of them are already pretty healthy.
Right.
But they can get into like Teladoc, where if they are feeling poorly, they can go and have a doctor actually over the phone or visually over an internet situation.
Right.
They can talk to them, see them, go through all that. And that helps out. But more times than not, we see that a young adult needs vision, dental, hearing, mm-hmm. things of this nature that, right. that they can afford. Those are not expensive at all.
And especially with the rise in hormone treatments and, you know, of course, birth control, things like that.
Correct.
Some younger adults, some younger males are starting to experience low T, low testosterone levels.
Yes.
So they're having to go, you know, do that. I mean, there's lots of medical things. And what it makes me think of is maybe we'll have a healthier population moving forward for the next few generations, because if these kids get in on, like you said, Teladoc and certain healthcare advantages that we have available to us now, especially online, these kids are going to be on top of their own personal health. Whereas before, we'd send them into the workforce and they're working, you know, 50, 60 hours a week and they're eating horribly and they're stressed out and they're, you know, then they start developing the same problems, you know, with diabetes and heart disease and high blood pressure, things like that, that we've dealt with.
Well, and I see that. I see that. And I hope that with young adults working more and more hours, that they'll take advantage of some of these and just not use it for party money.
Right,
because,
exactly.
Let me tell you, and it's that old thing, you know, the older you get, the smarter your parents were.
Yep, exactly.
I wish that I would have paid more attention to my mom and dad when we discussed these things at an earlier age, because when you do get up there in your age brackets, mm-hmm. you start finding out that, gee, you know, maybe if I would have done this, it might have had a different outcome. So,
oh yeah,
some of the ancillary benefits are not dependent upon the employer. The employee can take out these benefits on their own, and they're not that expensive. You can get a really good dental plan for less than $30 a month.
Mm.
So they won't pay for everything, but they sure as heck help.
Right, right. And there's, you know, more affordable options with some of these other dental companies, you know, that come out, and they've got sort of like a menu pricing. If you need this, it costs this. And so you can plan and budget for that. And maybe kids will start spending their money on that stuff instead of, you know, Nike Air Jordans and, you know, the latest whatever vehicle, electric vehicle or whatever is popular. But my parents were always like, hey, if it gets you from point A to point B, if you have clothing on, it may not be the most designer things, but go for that and cover the basics and then go from there. And I wish I would have definitely listened to them a lot more when I was a kid.
So. Yeah, but we both know how that works.
Right, exactly. Yeah. 850-437-1620, talking about some recent labor laws. And this is going to up the pay bracket for a lot of people. People are going to be making a little bit more money.
They should be, yes.
Yeah.
That's a double-edged sword also,
mm-hmm.
because the higher the wages, which is fine,
right?
But just expect to pay more for that hamburger or for that hot dog or whatever the situation may be. Because right now, there's been some, I noticed the other day in Arby's, one of the original Arby's in California went out of business. Mm. She closed it after 40 years.
Wow.
And primarily because she was forced into the $20 an hour for fast food workers. And she just, you know, without charging an enormous amount for an Arby's beef burger or whatever they are, it just put her out of business.
Right.
We're going to see more and more of that.
Mm-hmm. And unless you're in an airport, you don't want to pay $20 for a Big Mac. Like, you want to pay what you would pay if you were on 9th Avenue or whatever.
Which is close going to be up to the $10.
Yeah, it's going to be up there. Me and my wife went to Taco Bell. We love Taco Bell last night, but I got a combo meal. She just got two things off the dollar menu, which is now the $3 menu, and it was over $24.
Yeah.
It's just, man, it's getting up there. So question, are we chasing inflation, or is inflation chasing us, or both? Like, are we just running around trying to chase our tail here?
I honestly think that's what we're doing. I think we're chasing our tail because as we talked about the vicious circle, that's what's going to happen. And it's, you're chasing your tail because, okay, everybody was all excited that they were going to be paid $20 an hour. Mm-hmm. And then they started raising Cain because, well, wait a minute. Yeah. I'm not getting anywhere because everybody's raising prices.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did you expect?
Right.
So, yes, that is a vicious circle that's going to keep going and going and going until somebody puts an end to it.
I look at it like a casino. The house is always going to win.
They're always
like
going to win.
The normal average, just Joe going to work, doing his 40 hours, he's going to always just barely be keeping his nose out of the water.
Right.
And that's it. I mean, there's no way to get ahead.
And we see a lot of that, Jake, because, you know, obviously we do payrolls for companies, large, small, in between. And we have a benefit that is for our employees that's called FinFit. That they can, outside of going to their employer and saying, can I get an advance on my wages or whatever, they can go to FinFit and get whatever they need. They can take out a loan against future earnings and so forth and so on. A, it's a good way to teach them responsibility, and B, it can bail them out if they get themselves in a little deep. So that's one of the benefits of being with Avalon also. We have a whole cadre of different different benefits that you can get into and bank into and so forth and so on. So
yeah, check out AvalonHR.com for all this information. They are a full-service HR team. We call them a it's PEO, right?
That is right.
Yes.
That's an acronym for Professional Employment Organization.
Yes, and you are the employer of record,
which
means you know, you stand in the gap there, and you help the employees and the employer, especially because you're an IRS-certified PEO.
Right. Which that goes a long way, too, because only about 30% of the PEOs in the U.S. are IRS certified.
Wow, in the whole country. Yeah.
That is correct.
Wow.
And we are certified by the IRS, which that would tell the employer that, look, if you've got an IRS issue, if you've gotten behind on your federal tax payments to the IRS for payroll, we can sort of intervene and help out. And when the IRS finds out that you're now using us, they kind of breathe a sigh of relief because now they know, A, they're going to get paid, and B, we can work out a program to get all the back taxes caught up for this employer.
Yeah. They know so that you're going to do the hard work. They don't have
that
to.
That is correct. Yeah. That is correct.
They can just mark that off their list.
We deal with them enough where we have our own IRS representative. So if you're having some IRS tax issues that surround payroll taxes, don't hesitate to give us a call. We can help out. Don't stick your head in the sand, because if you do, it is just going to get worse and worse.
Right.
And the interest and penalties that they do are outrageous.
I remember when my dad was a contractor doing drywall contracting, when he had to deal with workers' compensation, with you know, all of his human resources and employee benefits, payroll, risk management, things like that, he had to go to several different vendors to take care of all of this. And he spent most of his time trying to get that all figured out while he's got to go hang 100 boards, you know, at a hotel somewhere. So now Avalon HR is just a one-stop shop. You do all of that.
That is correct. And that's one of the things, Jake, that a lot of people don't realize is that there are so many different facets to owning and running a business, and knowing your business goals and the employee employer relationships, it takes a lot. It really does, and you can relieve yourself of a lot of those issues by just giving us a call, 475-1555, and we can take a mountain of these things off your shoulders.
And like we mentioned earlier, you'll turn around, you'll get up one morning, and everything's changed. Like,
absolutely.
You have to do your business differently, and you have no idea where to start.
And I guarantee you, as we're speaking right now, probably more than 50% of the employers out there have no idea about any of these labor law changes.
Yep.
Now, we will make them know, our clients will know about it. And we've had a few already call in, wanted to know, well, how soon could they start hiring younger adults and so forth. And we've been kind of waiting just to make sure everything shakes out as it's supposed to. So.
Right. It's interesting to me, because all I hear about all day and I see on television is that nobody's showing up for work. They can't get kids to even want to work. And so now here we are saying, hey, we're going to open it up to where they can work more.
Well, so. And a lot of that is good. And a lot of times a young adult will sit home all day and they're playing video games and watching TV and on their computers and on their phones and everything. And I'm sorry, but that to me is not productive. And, it may be to a certain extent, I guess, in some areas, but for the most part, that is not usually productive, just asking what somebody wore yesterday to so-and-so. So
yeah, we can't all be social media influencers.
No, and I've been worried about that too. Not worried, but I don't really understand what all that means.
Right.
influencing what? So
right, you're just basically becoming a salesperson, an advertiser.
Sure,
because, you know, you're advertising your personal. You're leasing out your personal life. You know, your day to day to advertise products is basically all you're doing. So. 850-437-1620. You can always join the conversation. Talking about some labor law changes. There's all kinds of things that change all the time, and your business is constantly changing. Human resources, workers' comp, employee benefits, payroll, risk management, time clock. I mean, everything. All one-stop shop at Avalon HR. Go to avalonhr.com.
You know, it's funny you talk about the time clock, and people say, well, time clock, you just punch in and punch out.
No, no.
Well, not actually. Yes, that is that's one small function.
Yes.
But an employer can use the time clock, and we have one of our clients that use a time system to do job costing.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know how much does it cost to produce this widget.
Mm-hmm.
So when the employee clocks in, they clock in for that job. When they finish that job, then they, you know, move, take a break or whatever, mm-hmm. and then move on to their next task they got to do. So they reclock in on that job. And that way we can track, or they can track, and see how much labor did it cost us to build that widget that we charged $800 for,
mm-hmm.
or whatever the case may be.
Right.
But it gives an employer a better scope of their cost analysis and what their materials and labor are running them.
Yeah, it might save you from, you know, paying somebody for an hour to drink coffee and, you know, sit at the desk and, you know,
shoot
the cud with everybody.
Well, I mean, they find out that, hey, you know what, we had originally thought that it would take about 3 hours to build this thing. We found out it only takes about 45 minutes.
Right.
So what have you been doing for 2 hours? I mean, you know.
Yeah, and they're talking about the debate.
Well, that's
whatever,
it.
You know.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I know. All that can be taken care of for you so that you can get back and do what you do, which is building your widget, making your business go. And, you know, there's advertising. There's all kinds of things that you need to concentrate on. But Avalon HR can take all of the stress off by taking care of all these things that, just can eat up your whole day.
We just let you get back to doing what you do best, which is running your business and keeping up with your ideas and knowing what your new ideas are going to be. And that way you can do that, and we'll take care of all the backroom operations, your mm-hmm. payroll, your workers' comp, your any workers' comp claims that you might have had. Well, you just call us, and then we take it from there. So it's a stress reliever for business.
Somebody just texted in, is there a court stay on the new wage laws effective July 1st? A court stay? Are they holding it up, or is it already?
No, it's getting ready.
It's being implemented.
Yep.
It's going to be some growing pains. There's going to be some, you know, some hemming and hawing and some legislation here and there. But for the most part, it's going through. So
it is
going
to go through.
Yep. And you want to know about it. You want to stay up on these things, especially when the IRS comes a knocking. That's why you need Avalon HR. Go to avalonhr.com. Give them a call, 850-475-1555. Chip, the VP of Sales and Marketing, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Jake. Yeah. We appreciate it.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.